Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And now it's your turn, because you can call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And we'd love for you to join us on the eBay Radio chat board during today's show. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that's going to take you through community sign-in back to the eBay Radio Group's homepage. And there you'll find today's chat board listed as the very first discussion post. It has the words today all in caps and chat board all in caps right in the title, along with today's date, and you click on that thread and you join in the chat. And I do want to remind you, you must refresh your page to see new posts. It does not scroll automatically. We get emails, Griff, saying, why can't anybody, nobody's paying attention to what I'm saying.
And why aren't they?
They don't know what to do. I'll tell you, a guy that knows what to do is Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, OilerMan21, and he's on the phone with us right now. Ron, how you doing and what's your question or comment?
Fine, Lee and Griff, I'm doing great. My question is, when I sign on to eBay, all of the ads, before I go to, my seller page or any of those things, all the ads that are streamed across for the different eBay products have every kind of a picture background but white. White is stressed for us sellers to use when we take photographs of our items. But the streaming ads from eBay uses every background but white. And I sometimes use other backgrounds myself, like blue, black, red, and green. Am I doing something wrong? Or is, you know, what's the story with that?
I don't know. I mean, I really think that you should have a white background. That's what I tell
everyone.
Well,
it's not a listing. Those things are ads.
Oh, ads.
That's different.
Oh, that's different.
It's not
no,
a listing.
That's not, yeah, those are not eBay listings if they're ads.
Right, they're ads. Right. And they can use any color they want. It's a whole different thing.
Okay,
when you've got a picture with a white background, you have got a better picture.
Okay. That was confusing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. White.
Okay.
You know, white's, look at all the big guys and see what's behind their pictures, and you'll see what I'm talking about, Ron.
Okay. And I think I've improved my pictures. I've changed my lights. I now use 2 4-bulb soft boxes, and I think it's working better.
Okay. I'm going to get by seller, OilerMan21. Let me put you in here. Can we see some of your new ones?
Let's see.
Orange caterpillar, light up.
No, that's not the new one.
Yeah, but that's got a white background. Looks good.
Yeah, well, I've been following the white background. Let's look at, you want to look at something, okay, let's look at item number 18, 28, 84, 64, 59, 00.
Okay, you're going to have to give this to us again one more time.
Okay, 18, 28, 84, 64, 59. 00.
Okay, is this the church one?
Yeah.
Okay. I want Chris to look at this for a reason because I have a question, but.
Okay.
Yes.
So your background's a little messy. What's going on there? I see like, it looks like it's on an eBay envelope.
No. What that is a step up. And I need to get rid of that. I need to pull that out of there. Okay. That's for
so
sure
let me tell you what you need, because what you need is either a large white sheet of paper, and I mean like big, like 3 feet by, 2 feet, or a white, or a white sheet, but you need, I prefer the paper. I think it's cleaner looking. So that what you're going for, Ron, is you need a white background with nothing else in it. So there's there's no scene. There's no, I can see little words of eBay. You want a white background behind the entire image.
Okay.
And for image search, that's going to be really important.
Paper.
What's that?
That's photographic paper.
Doesn't have to be photographic paper. I sometimes use, we have them here, but you know there's sticky pads, what do they call them? Sticky notes. They make a pad that's huge that we use in meetings. I just take one of those and I use, it's the perfect size for most smaller items. And so that all you see is a seamless white background. So you put it up, I can tape it up against a wall and drape it over a table, and I have a seamless white background. We call in the theater world a psych.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay, that's what I need to do then. And I was just wondering, so those are ads, so I'm not doing anything wrong. Those are ads, and they're using whatever they want to use.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that's cool. That answers my question and tells me how to solve this problem.
So my question before you leave, this is my question to Griff.
Yes.
So Griff, so he's looking for a white background, but he didn't really get it here.
In this picture?
Yeah.
No, it's not, because you can see stuff in the background.
And there's and it's blue. On my screen, his background is blue.
Well, it is a bit blue-gray, it's
true.
Yeah,
it is blue-gray.
So, and it does appear, let me see, these photos won't blow up. So, again, your photos aren't big enough. You need to set your camera. So what I suspect looking at this is you cropped this down. Did you crop this?
No, I did not, Chris.
All right, so your photo is set at a too small resolution. Because if I look at this picture, if I try to blow it up, it won't blow up. And if I,
mine blows up.
No, it doesn't blow up that big, though.
Hmm.
It doesn't. And if I save this, I'm just going to save it so I can look and see what we have for, all right, I got to open this up in pictures because I want to see the file size. My suspicion is this is a very small photo. And let's look at file info or properties. And it says here, yeah, this is way too small, this photo. You've taken this at a way too small resolution. It looks like its size is 207 kilobytes. That's really too small. So in our photo class, we talked about this. You want a resolution. You want to set your camera so that the pixel resolution is no smaller than 1600 by 1200, give or take a few hundred pixels, depending on the shape of the photo. This one right now is 1600 by 1800 pixels.
Okay.
Because what's happening is you're getting your images on this one are not very clear, and I can see what's called a lot of noise in the background. So you also want to make sure, you set your You set the camera's exposure so that you're getting a clean white background and not a dull one.
Okay. Okay.
Because these photos aren't very good, and I see this repeated across. I see a bunch of other your items are showing underneath. And there's still the same problem. They're not necessarily really bad photos, but your photo quality has now gone down from what it used to be.
Okay.
So a lot of people, some people, I find that some sellers think that, I got to be frugal with my pixels. And that's just nonsense. You don't have to. This isn't film that you buy. Your pictures are better off being too big rather than too small. It's really difficult now on eBay to upload and have rejected a file because it's too big. And eBay will, if a photo by pixels is too big for the space, eBay will compress it down and you'll lose no detail. It'll still be as sharp as the original photo, that if the original photo is pretty sharp to start with. But when your photos are too small, the image quality just degrades. And it looks like, from what I see, and this is a possibility, your camera may be set to taking pictures for sending an email. And that would be completely wrong for eBay.
Okay. I need to check those settings then.
Yes.
I need to do that. And so those lights, I'm losing the advantage of that light because of poor settings on my camera.
Possibly, yes. I would say your camera's not set up properly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Hey, Ron, hey, my we're pleasure. Here to help
yeah.
you, honey.
Yes.
Yeah, well, photography is what I'm working on right now, trying to get better at it.
We all are.
And you guys are helping me a lot on that.
Thank you,
well,
Ron.
We do our best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey. Photography, for some people, keeps them from actually listening as much as they could.
Yeah, and I know. And it's unfortunate. Somebody should build something. Wait a minute. I'll do it. Somebody should build something.
Entrepreneurial idea. Da, 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 da.
There's no, you set nothing. Now, the closest this comes to it, there is something in many cameras, not smartphones necessarily, but in many cameras called, IA or intelligent automatic or intelligent auto. And it's, the camera will set the settings to what it believes are optimum, all the settings. Based on what's coming through the lens when you're setting up a shot. So, it doesn't change the resolution though. So if your resolution is set too small, it's not going to make it bigger. But if you're, all the other like exposure, white balance, aperture, all that can be set automatically with the IA setting on phone. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Dial us now at 888-723-4630 and we'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Right here on eBay Radio.
Go at that estate sale last weekend.
Better than I could have hoped. But now I've got a ton of research to do before I can even price all the great antiques and collectibles I scored, let alone list them.
You need WorthPoint. They've got the world's largest online database of actual sold prices for more than 300 million items. Their catalog of maker's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols helps you identify your antiques, art, and collectibles. And their new visual search can help you figure out what you've got just by uploading a photo of its marks. WorthPoint also has a huge reference library.
I wish I'd known about WorthPoint sooner.
Me too, because you could have used WorthPoint's mobile app at that estate sale to identify and value items on the fly, right from your smartphone.
That sure takes the guesswork out of buying. Where do I sign up for WorthPoint?
For a 7-day, 7 lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
WorthPoint.com. Thanks.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 431.
Are you listing your items the best way you can? Stephanie Franz is known on eBay as top-rated seller Everything Vintage Steph. She has this tip when it comes to photos in your listings.
8 to 12 photos is really important because search looks at how many photos you have. So having those 8 to 12 photos is very important. And having the photo edge to edge, so it's very visible, especially on mobile where we're getting, what, now more than 50% of our transactions on mobile. Make sure that picture covers up that whole screen and we don't have to squint and enlarge, try to see what is for sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, it's about time you gave us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that timely number is 888-723-4630. And we were talking with Ron, and we talked about photos. And I thought maybe I can give you a few. Let's just go over a few of the basic tips.
Oh, please.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
So you should always, you need a studio setup. It doesn't have to be a whole room, although if you have one, that helps. Just has to be an area where you can control the light. So I'm lucky. I do all my selling out of a garage that has no windows. So when I shut the lights off in the garage, it's black inside. It's dark. And then I have all of my soft boxes that I bought on eBay. And these are big light fixtures that have mine have four different bulbs, identical bulbs in them. And they're compact fluorescent, which are the little spiral ones that you buy now. And they're all rated for the same color of light temperature, which is 5,500K. Yours could be 6,000K. Yours could be 4,000K. As long as they're all the same, your camera will know what to do with them or your smartphone. I recommend 5,500. And it's a standard, too, for most photography softbox kits. And then I have a white or black I use occasionally, but mostly white background. And it's a big piece of studio paper that folds. I have it rolled up on the top of the ceiling, goes down the wall, comes over a table, and then drops from there, provides a seamless background. I use a tripod most of the time, but not always. But if you want to super sharp photos all the time, using a tripod helps. And then I make sure my camera is set. In my camera, I can set the white balance to the same temperature lights, so that matches perfectly. In this case, I just adjust it up and down until it's 5,500K.
That's so if somebody's using 4,000, they would adjust theirs to 4,000.
If it provides for that adjustment. Okay. Sometimes some phones don't or cameras don't provide for that adjustment, in which case you would need to use the automatic white balance, AWB, and let the camera set it. And this is why I like cameras that have the ability to set the actual temperature. It's much better for accurate color rendition. And then I make sure the exposure is set through the viewfinder. And in my camera, there's a little screen in the back so that the background looks pretty white. I'll increase the exposure without washing it out. And then I make sure my resolution is high. My minimum resolution recommendation is anywhere from 1200 to 1600 pixels on both sides. Mine's actually set at like 3200 and 2300, somewhere in that range. I get huge pictures. But if you're, and I use automatic focus, you know, the autofocus. And if you follow those steps, you should get really big, clear, sharp, professional looking photos with no grain, no noise in them, and no blur. And if you, I don't usually give my user ID out, but I'm not proud of much of what I've done, but I am proud of my photos. So if you want to check out how my photos look following those steps, just check out the eBay store for Griffville, GRIFFVILLE.
Now, when you said the resolution 1200 to 1600 pixels,
that's minimum.
On both sides, minimum. You said you set yours up as what?
Mine is higher. I set mine at, it's in the 2400 to 3200 range.
Okay.
Which is fine. You can do that too.
Okay.
These result in big files on your
and that's what you want.
Camera. That's what I use. And then I get really big, sharp pictures, really high-resolution pictures.
Griff, thank you for that, that information this morning. I wrote that down because I'm going to be using that information this weekend.
Oh, groovy.
Helen from Rainier, Oregon is on the line with a summer toad. Hey, Helen, how do you pronounce it? Rainier or Rainier? How do you pronounce it?
Rainier.
Rainier.
Like the mountain.
Like Mount Rainier.
Got it.
It's not really the closest mountain, but if you stand up on the tippy-toppy highest point here in town, you can look up at Washington and see it.
Well, that's more than I can do.
Helen, what's your question or comment?
Okay, I have been using that new feature on the smartphone, the image and bar cam.
Sure.
Scan search. I can't say it, but I can use it. And you know, you click on the little thing, and like I just did one this morning to make sure my question was still true. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, took a picture of a Vera Bradley bag that I have, and I cropped it and I put it in there, and sure enough, it brought up very similar Vera Bradley bags.
Yay!
But the problem that I'm having with it is that when you go to the filter, and even if you go show more options on the filters,
yeah,
there's no option for sold or completed.
Right. That'll come later.
Why are they doing that'll come later?
They're right. So let me explain. It's very important to explain. So I think sellers feel like they're left out. Here's how this tool was built. This tool was built with buyers in mind first. So this is a buyer tool for locating items quickly. It wasn't at first launch intended as a seller research tool for sold items, but it is a buyer tool for finding things fast. Over time,
when I'm a buyer, I look for what things are sold for too, so that I know. Like,
right, and that's That feature will come later. Right now, what we need to do is we need a lot of buyers and sellers, if they want to, using the feature so that it learns and gets smarter. Because that's the key behind the image search. This AI tool requires lots of input so that it can say, is this right? You say no. Oh, okay, now I know that's not right. And the more it's used and the more feedback it gets back from users, the smarter it gets. And in the future, we'll add the ability to search.
We're feeding the beast.
Exactly. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up, year-end tax planning right here on eBay Radio. Yay! eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global group, goodbye.
As an eBay seller, you know what kind of keys unlock the door to more sales. We're talking keywords you use in your titles. What you probably don't know is exactly which keywords work best for which items. But Terapeak SEO knows. You already trust Terapeak's marketplace data. Well, that same data drives Terapeak's search engine optimization tool, SEO for short. Terapeak SEO samples real-world listing data from eBay and Google to show you the search terms that are driving sales for inventory like yours. Simply enter a product to see its top-ranking keywords, their popularity, and how each keyword affects sales. Then, use those keywords to create a title that boosts your listing and search results, attracts more shoppers, and helps you sell your item. That's key. Try Terapeak SEO for free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.